Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's weird. It's 6:44, 16 till 7, and I suddenly got a whiff of perfume, and I don't know where that could have come from, unless we're being visited by the Santi, if you're a three-body problem fan. Jan Moeller joins us now, who is the executive director of Invest in Louisiana, to talk about, it's not a three-body problem, but it's a fiscal problem that Louisiana's facing. How you doing, Jan?
I'm great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about, how'd you fare with Francine? I got to ask.
Well, you know, I'm in Baton Rouge, and we were fine. We were directly in the path as it was coming in, and then it took a jog to the right. So we never lost power. My kids had 2 days off of school. I would say this has probably been their most enjoyable hurricane. I know so many other people weren't that fortunate. Well, how about yourself?
Did fine. Couple of branches, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's funny, as a kid, you know, you can remember, Jan, being the goofballs that we are as kids, you don't know what you want, and you always hope, and I can remember hoping that hurricanes would come so you'd get a couple of days off of school, not realizing the devastation. But I think Katrina pretty well changed that in the kids' minds. Anyway, let's talk about what the state is facing and what Governor Jeff Landry is asking state health department, the state health department, to do.
Well, the state is facing a fiscal cliff, and that's a term people have probably heard, and they're going to hear a lot more about it. And the fiscal cliff, what that is there's about a little over $500 million in taxes that are rolling off the books on July 1st of 2025, which means if the state does nothing at all, they have to cut the budget. And so, to their credit, the legislature is trying to get out ahead of this, and they're doing something I haven't seen in 21 years, which is they are having hearings on next year's budget in September, 10 months early. You know, the fiscal year just started. So they've started, hearing from agencies about what it would look like to cut their budgets. So they've only done a handful of agencies so far, starting with the health department. And they said, the health department said, well, if we have to have a cut of 1 to 5%, these are the programs that would be first to go. And what the legislature heard is that even these cuts would hit programs that serve elderly people, children, people with disabilities, and primarily services that are so-called optional services that allow people to stay in their communities instead of going, for example, to a nursing home. So the state has a lot of home and community service programs, where somebody might come to your house for a few hours a day instead, so that you don't have to go into a nursing home and get 24-hour care. Those are the programs that are on the chopping block. What you heard from the legislature is a lot of heartburn. I don't think anybody there, conservative or liberal, wants to start cutting these things. But the legislature is trying to get out ahead of this problem because they know that if they don't do anything at all, there's going to be budget cuts. And there doesn't seem to be a willingness at the legislature, at least not now, to raise the revenue that could get them out of this problem. You know, this is the fiscal cliff the legislature created, and the legislature can avoid this cliff if they're just willing to take some tough votes.
And that would extending the 0.45 cents on every dollar sales tax, would that eliminate that $500 million fiscal cliff?
It would eliminate most of it. The two biggest components of the fiscal cliff is the temporary 0.45 sales tax, and then there's a separate smaller sales tax, 2%, on business utilities. Those are the two major components of the fiscal cliff. So if the legislature wants to avoid these cuts, they can just extend those taxes. There's another tax. This is the vehicle sales taxes. that have been going to the state general fund to support general programs. There's a law that is about to take effect where they're going to shift that money over into the transportation trust fund, use it to pay for transportation projects. That's another component of it. But again, the legislature set the table for this way back in 2018, 2019, and now the bill is coming due. And for the most part, these are different legislatures because we've had elections in that time, two sets of elections, of term limits. So this is a whole new group of policymakers that are having to deal with the decisions that were made six, 7 years ago.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. $500 million set to roll off. Governor Landry's asked the state health department to identify $100 million, which is about a fifth of that, obviously. But there would be, I don't know how you would describe it other than a negative synergy that would happen, as I understand it, because that $100 million would turn in a lot more, maybe three times plus that because of the loss of federal funds. We'll talk about all of this with John Moeller when we come back. He's the executive director of Invest in Louisiana. And I'll ask you at 504-260-1870. I know somebody responded to Jan's tweet here by said, cut waste in local, state, and federal government. And there is a presumption, I think, that government should run 100% efficiently when private corporations don't run 100% efficiently, or publicly traded corporations. And also there's inflation that has eaten everything up. So I think everybody continues, and I'm no defender of big government, but I think everybody continues to demand more and more out of government while putting in less and less. And I don't see how that can happen. 650, 10 till 7. You can text your thoughts to the Oakmont Jeweler Talking text line, 504-260-1870. Traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. So the state government's looking at, as of July 1st, 2025, as it stands now, a half a billion dollars of taxes rolling off. That's $500 million. They got to have a balanced budget by the Constitution. That's required in the Constitution, so there are only so many things that can be cut. Along those lines, Jan, I was asking earlier about people expecting total efficiency out of government. And they always say that they can cut their way and not extend any taxes. But inflation's also eating up the cost of services that government's providing, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, every year it costs a little bit more to do the same thing as you did the year before. So there's inflation. Look, I don't think anybody would argue that state government or any other organization that we come in contact with is 100% efficient. But we've tried that. If anybody remembers the Jindal years, that mantra was always we're going to do more with less. It turned out you did less with less. And we went through years and years of cutting the budget after cutting taxes. And it didn't work out great. You end up cutting a lot of the services and programs that people depend on, and a lot of the investments that we need to make tomorrow's economy as strong as it can be. You know, the economy that we have today, the Louisiana we have today, is a consequence of decisions we made a generation or two ago. And the decisions that we make in the next few months are not just going to reverberate next year, but they're going to have reverberations for years and years to come. We haven't even gotten to education and how education would be affected if the legislature has to cut the budget. And so I'm glad, frankly, that the legislature is getting out ahead of this and taking an early look and hearing from agencies on what this would look like. But I think the one thing everybody in Baton Rouge can agree on is doing nothing is probably not an option. The question is what to do. And so far, and that gets to the tax side. And actually, there's an important hearing coming up tomorrow where the tax committees in the House and Senate are going to meet and start talking about what they want to do. You know, Jeff Landry is laying out a pretty aggressive tax cut proposal, tax reform proposal. But we haven't seen yet how that would affect the budget picture at all, whether he wants to cut taxes, whether there are taxes he wants to raise to make up the difference. So our concern is that the fiscal cliff be addressed and not be made any worse by additional tax cuts, because then we could be looking at even deeper cuts to the budget.
And I called it negative synergy. We only have 20 seconds here left, but if you cut $100 million from the health, that could lead to $330 million total because of the loss of federal funds, correct?
That's absolutely right, yeah. So we're looking at programs that serve real people in real need, and those are the programs that are often the first to get cut, and we're hoping that the legislature can avoid that.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time. I know I was one of those people that, you know, always thought about 100% government efficiency and everything else, and I kind of looked around and said, wait a minute, there's not an entity in the world that's 100% efficient, so why should you expect that of government?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.